This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report for the week of January 26th. I'd like to remind area producers here in Audubon County that our county committee meetings are scheduled for the second Tuesday of each month. These are on a regular basis, but because of the budget crunch, they will be held only as needed. So if you did have something that you wanted to come and discuss with the committee or whatever, it would be a good idea just to phone the county office ahead and make sure that we're having a meeting. We'll probably try to hold just a couple of face-to-face meetings this year and maybe a couple by phone to do our share to try to cut down on the budget. Well, the budget also has another culprit, and that trying to get the news out to everybody via our newsletters. In the past, we've always said a regular newsletter, sometimes 6-8 times a year, but because of budget, we're not going to be able to do that either. So today I'd like to let you know that there is an online monthly newsletter, and FSA has this available on the Iowa homepage. It is a newsletter that covers all the current and hottest topics within FSA's federal farm programs, and it has all the information that's needed that you would get here at the county office if we put one out. It just is not county office specific, so it's not going to have dates and everything from our office itself, but it is going to have all the program information. Access for this website is at www.fsa.gov.iowa. Again, that's www.fsa.gov.iowa. After that, then just click on the FSA Iowa home link and then scroll down the left side of the column under the Browse by Subject heading and find the newsletters. This site has a lot of information, and I think that you'll find it to be very helpful in obtaining program information about FSA programs. So again, due to the lack of budget, we're having to be very creative in how we get this information out to area producers, and this is one of the means that we have. Another form of communication is I do a monthly email update to producers. This email does not have the in-depth information that a newsletter does, but it does provide timely reminders about program signups and deadlines. If you would like to ensure that you have that email update coming to you, get a hold of our county office and give us your current email address, and we can add you to the directory, and you'll be included in our next newsletter update to go out in February. And, of course, a third way is to always listen to this program on Thursday mornings. You know, if you miss the timing of the program, you can always go to KJAN's website and just click on programs and then click on Ag Outdoor and then the USDA report link. I know I've talked to several producers that have listened to the program. They've gathered some information, but they missed something. They said, boy, that was good. I could go back. I could go to that web link, and I could just hear the program again, and I could get the information that I missed. So, again, KJAN's website. You go to Programs, Ag Outdoor, and then to the USDA report. DCP acre sign-up began last Monday and will continue through June 1st. The process for enrollment this year is that we're asking producers to phone ahead and set an appointment. This will allow us to gather the information that you have to give us about the farms that you'll be operating this year, and give us a chance to prepare your contracts and ensure that we have adequate people on hand to get those contracts signed at the time of your visit. This type of system is encouraged in both Audubon and Cass County. So, again, just phone ahead and give us a heads up, and we can get everything ready for you so when you do visit the office, your time will be kept to a minimum. 1099Gs are coming out in the mail right now, so most producers will either be receiving them soon or they already have. Although FSA cannot interpret the IRS regulations on what you have to claim for income, we can help you review the 1099s for accuracy and determine if all the payments that you received are according to our records as well. So if you have questions on that, just give the offices a call in either Audubon or Atlantic, and we'll be glad to help you. Also, this is the time of year when much of the land changes hands due to sales. And remember that FSA needs to be apprised of the purchase so our records can be updated before you can begin signing that farm up for any programs. So you need to remember to contact FSA once you've taken possession of that new farmland and give us proof of ownership through a recorded deed. Very important to keep FSA informed of this, as if you have changed the ownership on your land, you know, whether you've bought land or you've changed it to an entity, a trust, a corporation, something like that, an LLC, we need to be apprised of that too. And so if we can take care of that information and record changing before you come in to sign up, it'll prove to be very time-saving to you. Also remember that if you've changed banks or intend to change banks, very important to keep us apprised of that, because with all the payments going as direct deposit, they get out there someplace and there's not a routing to put it into a bank account. It just sits out there in cyberspace, and it takes a long time to ever get that retrieved. So for any additional information about FSA's programs, either here in Audubon or Atlantic, you just pick up the phone, give us a call, and we can fill you in a short order as far as what your next steps would be. Phone numbers here in Audubon, 563-4261, Atlantic, 243-1377. Both of those would be extension 2 once you get through to the operator. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week. Enjoy the nice weather.